Brittany Jackson and two friends launched a film festival 5 years ago to showcase work they made along with short films and music videos from friends. Today, the Catfly Film Festival largely serves the same purpose, though that group of friends has widened thanks in part to the festival.
When we first had the idea, we were like, we're going to screen to empty rooms. Like, this is going to be the band that nobody comes to their show for. But everybody turned out and loved it. And so we were like, well, we probably got to do it again, right?
Jackson is like a lot of people trying to make films in and around Asheville. Most projects happen on meager budgets, so cast and crew often can't devote more than a few nights and weekends. Catfly caters to that reality. Of the 24 works accepted into this year's festival, only one is feature length. Jackson's festival piece this year is a music video she produced for Asheville musician Dana Marie Seals.
Come Monday, you will forget my name.
Only a quarter of the 95 films submitted into Catfly this year made the cut. Some came from Asheville's annual 48-hour film project, and most were made in the Southeast. A Place to Belong, written by and starring Hannah Zahari and directed by Simon Bono, focuses on a first-generation Afghan immigrant questioning her decision to move to Western North Carolina. The Night Courier is a psychological thriller from the couple Mason and Tabitha McDonald. In her film Birthing, Asheville filmmaker Andy Morganlander directs an intense and intimate look at one woman's miscarriage. Like many working in film, Jackson has another job to pay her bills. Hers is at a print shop, and she said she pours most of the money she earns behind a camera back into buying gear.
It's very hard to realize your larger vision when you have to shoot on the weekends. The season changes really drastic here. Like, one minute it's summer, the next minute it's just like orange fire leaves everywhere. It is very obvious when the season changes if you have exterior shots. And people's hair grows. Like, people get haircuts, you know?
Jackson said many locals driven to a career in filmmaking move to Atlanta, where the industry thrives. Like many states, North Carolina offers a tax credit for in-state spending by filmmakers, but depending on the scope of a given project, those incentives don't kick in for budgets under $1 million. The threshold in Georgia is only $500,000. Jeff Alexander is an actor who has been a festival host since its beginnings. He and a colleague moved to Atlanta a couple of years ago to be closer to most of their paychecks, but moved back to Asheville at the start of the pandemic. Alexander is the lead actor in Give and Take by Asheville filmmaker Andrew Shearer. It's the only feature-length entry in this year's festival.
Like, she was actually pretty injured. Like, I had to give her a naked piggyback ride home.
So basically, you've been an irresponsible parent my entire life.
Yeah, basically.
Catfly as a film festival focuses on community, and because of that, it has created a fantastic community around it. You end up meeting people that you end up working with pretty quickly, so it does directly help your career.
While Jackson said she's still waffling on a potential move to Atlanta, her commitment to the festival is strong.
I have to choose between the place I love and the career I love, and I'm just not ready to leave home yet.
The Catfly Film Festival has expanded to a fourth night. Beyond the curated screenings, the fest features three workshops, an open screen event that runs like an open mic, and a rooftop pool party open to anyone attending. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.